The Burt Show.
Joanna, good morning. You're on
Q100.
Hi. Hi. You're on the voice disguiser.
So tomorrow night I'm going to the midnight swim.
Oh, she's ready to go.
Yeah, okay. You are. She's got a story to tell.
I'm ready to go. All right. I'm excited. I was dating this guy for 2 years. I was crazy about him. 6 months ago, he broke it off with me for whatever reason. It was kind of out of the blue. And he started dating, like, this really hot girl. You know, for a while, I was kind of moping. But I decided, like, I was going to get in shape. I was going to change. I was going to, you know, just, like, make it into a good situation. So I've, like, lost a bunch of weight. I've been working out. I'm real toned. I've been tanning. I've got my hair done. I got highlights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling great, and
this is what we call, as the guys, a spiteful makeover.
Mm-hmm.
So when you break up with somebody, then all of a sudden you become way, way, way hotter, and we know the game. Then you guys end up at the same place where you know he's going to be. He may be a regular at Fido's or whatever, but you know he's going to be there. And then after you get your hotness on, you just I had
in front of him.
No idea you were going to be here. Look at me, how hot I've turned out to be, and you can't have any of it.
Right.
How do you know that he's for sure going to be at Midnight Swim?
I heard that through the grapevine, like, we still hang out with the same sort of group. I haven't seen him in a little while, but I heard that he's going to be there. I mean, I don't think he would miss it. So,
well, there's a key thing that Bert said. I just want to highlight where you said, look how hot I am, and you can't have any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's remember Bert said that. Okay, go ahead.
With that said.
Now, when I see him at Midnight Swim, I don't know. I want him to see how hot I am.
Mm-hmm.
And when he does, I don't know whether I'm going to, you know, like, if he wants me back, I don't know if that he's going to stay in that hotel room with me, or if I'll just tell him to get lost, and then he'll be moping for 6 months.
So you are specifically going there to reel him in?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm going there because I look good, and I want him to see how good I look, and I want him to want me back.
But don't you understand,
all
like,
that is
for
good up until the part where you're going to actually hook up with him.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know.
You know how it's going to go. Come on now.
You already got it set in.
Tell us what you want to happen.
I mean, maybe I'll hook up with him, and then maybe I'll make him want me for the next 6 months. Who knows?
But you could probably accomplish that with just showing up and showing him how hot you have become. You don't need to do that last step, because there is a good chance that he'll just sleep with you, and then that'll be it. Thanks for that. You look so great, but things haven't changed between the two of us.
Well, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I just want him to see how good I look, and maybe that'll be enough. And, you know,
that should be enough.
Yeah. Now,
and if you get tempted, just like start dating someone else, you know, or start talking to some other guys at the party.
Yeah, that is a way better revenge. That is a way better revenge than sleeping with him. If you look that good and you don't give him the time of day, don't even acknowledge him, no hello, and you're talking to a whole bunch of dudes, and he sees that, you don't see the hurt in his eyes, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
That's way worse.
Yeah, I'm going to call you out, because I believe that you are intending to sleep with him tomorrow night. Because maybe we'll see what happens. You have every intention. Because I wonder, why did you get a hotel room by yourself instead of with, well, I mean, a lot of people have done that, but I think that reservation in your hotel room was just for him and not for somebody else.
Well, it could be for somebody else, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe.
Yeah.
Just for the record, you're about to get beat up. Good morning, Tisha. You're on
Q100. Hey, I just wanted to say that this girl is kind of ridiculous. Men are simple creatures. If he broke up with you, he broke up with you for a reason. And then women, they look sloppy when they're with their man. All of a sudden, highlights, tuck-ins, boob jobs, all this stuff to get him back. If you were like that when you were together, maybe he wouldn't have broke up with you. And now you want to sleep with him? You're just going to get used.
Oh, damn.
Damn that.
I just hate when women do this, because they do this all the time. I had a friend who did this. She was like, okay, he's totally going to be there. So I'm like, I totally have to look cute. He's not with you anymore. He's just going to say, oh, that's my ex-girlfriend. Oh, she looks better than when she was with me.
No, I think you're wrong on that. What I think a guy will do is go, I don't want to be with her, but damn, she looks good, so I'll sleep with her tonight at least.
I got nothing else going on tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's the intention. I mean, he's just looking to have sex.
That was kind of mean about, it's your fault that he left. You know, like, if you'd been doing that while you were together, he wouldn't have left. Kind of, I don't agree with that, but.
What was the reason why the two of you guys broke up? And did he break up, or was it mutual?
He broke up. broke it off, and I guess I felt it coming, sort of, but the fact, he said he needed, you know, he needed to not be together, not be with anybody, but then he immediately started dating this other girl. You know, she was, like, gorgeous girl, blonde hair, just real, real hot, real cute, and, you know, made me feel best.
It's easier said than done, but let it go.
Yeah, man. And don't give him the good stuff.
It's not that into you. Look good and somebody else.
Go towards somebody else at Midnight Swim.
Hey, Kat, you're on Q100.
Hey, I want to know what is wrong with you. Aww. Seriously, let it go. Yes, let it go. He is still not worth it. The best revenge is looking hot.
Mm-hmm.
Looking hot and have him want you. You don't have to actually sleep with him.
And being unavailable. That's the, I think the main key is the best revenge is to have him say, hey, wait a second, maybe I changed my mind, and you're like, too late.
Do you see the flaw in your plan here?
I guess I do. I guess I see it.
If you think of it with your head, you can. If you think of it with your heart and how much your heart's been broken and all the emotions tied up in it, then you get all out of your mind. But if you could take your situation and make it about one of your friends, if your friend came to you and painted this whole exact same scenario, what would you tell your friend to do? And then do that, not what you're thinking in your head to do. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Wes, give her a little tough love here.
And you talk her into it.
You got to give the tough love because she's just going to be used and abused and thrown out like the trash again. I mean, there's nothing there. It's obvious that the emotional part isn't there. He didn't think she was hot, so he dumped her, and now she gets all his stuff done, and he's going to bang it for a little bit and move on.
Hey. Wow.
Your game is way on, baby.
But I think that sometimes you need that kind of brutal advice to get it.
Well, I think everybody's coming down on you because you sound so wishy-washy. Because that's why I keep calling you out. You know what you plan on doing. You plan on going there tomorrow night. You got all the highlights and you're looking good. And I think you're doing that for the sole purpose of trying to run into him again. And I think it's a mistake, as everybody does, for you to go to sleep with him. And it's like, and I have a sense that we're not agreeing with what your plan is. And so you are kind of like backing off a little bit, like, okay, well, maybe this, and I guess that or whatever. And I think that's why everybody's coming so strong.
All right, let me take one more call from a woman that has done this very plan recently, and let's see how it all turned out.
Okay.
And then we'll move on. Misty, good morning. You're on the Burt Show, Q100.
Good morning. I love you guys. This is totally a bad idea. Last weekend, I did the same plan. I've gotten my boobs done. I've gotten new hair extensions. Went and saw my ex. Said, oh, I'm just going to look hot. I'm just going to look hot. Let's party hardy. Drink Bacardi. Yeah. Then I was like, okay, if I sleep with him, then he'll want me back. Yeah, today is what, Friday? No calls. Yeah. 5 days.
Yeah, that's not real shocking, I got to tell you.
Maybe he's just been busy.
Right. Owning your own company and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no.
Look, I'm going to say something really bold here. Really, really bold. Women, listen very, very carefully. Guys want sex. There it is. There it is. It's edgy. It's bold. He doesn't care. If he has no emotional connection to you at all, if you look hotter than you did then, he will have sex with you, he will sleep with you, and you will never hear from him again.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't, but I mean, I think maybe, I don't know, it might be no strings attached on my end, too. It could just happen.
It could just happen.
Okay, all right, sure.
Okay.
You can't do that.
Of course not, but she's going to
be
listening.
Honest with yourself.
Yeah, you're
going to
do what you want. So go do what you want. But
she's
we're telling you right
us.
Now, if you sleep with him this weekend, he's not calling you on Monday. But if that's what you got to do, you think to go get your man and go do what you got to do.
All right.
Okay, good luck.
The Burt Show.